Is it nature or nurture for those who want a STEM career? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lisa Martin Hansen, professor of science education at California State University Long Beach, determines maybe you don't need to be born with it.
It is known that the ability to think spatially is necessary in order to be successful in STEM majors in college and ultimately in STEM careers. However, it was long thought that spatial ability was more of a nature, you're born with it, type of characteristic. More recently, researchers are finding that nurture, or experience, plays more of a role in developing this ability than previously imagined. Our research confirmed what others had found, that females on average scored lower when pretested in spatial reasoning compared to their male peers. Additionally, we had occasionally heard women in our classes make comments about struggling with visualization of three-dimensional figures. Our team sought to change the way our students thought, in essence, fostering neuroplasticity. We drew upon the research of Cheryl Sorby and Beverly Bartmans, engineers who developed conceptual exercises to grow their future engineers' abilities to think spatially. We've tapped their strategies, along with some of our own challenges, drawings, and games, in order to more fully develop spatially savvy STEM majors at our Hispanic-serving institution. Looking at 5 years of pre- and post-test data from a standardized measure, we find that our students' spatial abilities grew at a statistically significant level. In fact, on average, the women at the end of our course perform at the same level as men who don't take our course. In essence, they've become equal in their abilities to think spatially.
That was Lisa Martin Hansen of California State University, Long Beach. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.